Good morning, listeners.
What? Oh, should we podcasting?
We're podcasting right now. So I'm on the bus. I'm Gregor Winter, together with Jen Marchese from 1Kilo and David Boffer from ATG Insta and at Dr. Boffer. And we are just talking about growth on Instagram for our accounts, specifically in weightlifting. And because I was saying that we just tried posting more posts per day versus just doing stories. And for us, it seems to not have an impact on growth. And so I asked Jenny how her experience here is. And obviously, for her, like, used to grow at a much higher rate at the moment, which is to be expected.
Yeah, because nobody knows who I am. So there's just a discovery factor of, you know, I have 300,000 before I catch up to you guys in terms of discovery.
304,000, to be exact. So what were you saying? You were questioning if there were...
I really wonder how many actual weightlifting fans there are in the world. So, because Nat's account, I think Hook Grip is at like a little over 600, right?
Yeah.
And I don't believe, and I'm not being facetious, I legitimately don't believe there are 600,000 weightlifting fans in the world. I don't know that I think there are 300,000 actual weightlifting fans in the world. And by weightlifting fans, I mean people whose primary interest in the sport is they love the sport because they do it, or they're a coach, or, I mean, a legitimate fan, not somebody who, like, I would consider myself a casual powerlifting fan, right? Like, if somebody does a big powerlifting, and like, I follow a few powerlifting accounts, right? Like, it's kind of cool, like, you know, big squats sometimes, but I'm not a powerlifting fan. Like, weightlifting fan, I mean somebody who, like, watches the events, follows the sport, knows who the athletes are beyond the first tier of, like, the greatest currently alive, or their, like, country. Because, you know, you think about it, in Georgia and Iran, for example, there's probably, like, the whole country probably knows who Lasha is in Georgia, but all 4 million people are not weightlifting fans.
No.
So I wonder what the true number out there of weightlifting fans is. My guess, I'd be surprised if it were more than, like, 150,000, to be totally honest.
So the question is, who are the remaining balance of your follower? It's really just porn accounts, spam accounts.
Yeah. And reposting accounts.
And memes.
Memes, yeah. And casual fans. People like, you know, people who like me are like, oh, powerlifting's kind of cool. Or they think, oh, weightlifting's kind of cool. Or probably... So, a little insight here. So, I bet a big... But not a huge segment. A while ago, I was looking for... I think when I was writing a post or something, I was looking for a picture of an athlete. Might have been Guo. Doesn't matter. There are whole sites dedicated to men, and particularly women, who really like girls with muscle. And some of them are just called, like, girls with muscle. So I bet a lot of it is that, too.
Okay.
People who are more.
So we are basically providing...
Yes, absolutely.
So that's... Okay.
And I know in the male... Like, I don't know. I had a friend who was a bodybuilder, and he said he used to get a lot of that as his fan base. Like, guys contacting him for photos, and like, particular, what, like, a lot of them wanted pictures of his feet for some reason. So.
Should we start an ATG feed account? Just for weightlifters, a very specific niche.
I did, clandestinely, without your knowledge. Oh. I wasn't sure you'd approve.
I have monkey feet, so I can't be part of this.
Oh, there's probably somebody out there.
There's always somebody.
There's always somebody.
Yeah. But I don't know. What do you think the true number of women in the world?
I think it's probably higher than 150,000.
Really?
But I think it's...
Like, true weightlifting fans, people who know not just Lou and Lasha?
I think it's 151,000.
Ah, okay. Ah. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Probably more accurate. So go up. But you think it's more than that, though?
I'm just leaving room for doubt, and I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, how many people go to U.S. meets. I mean, that's only like 2,000, maybe. In the crowd, maybe another couple hundred.
Yeah, how many registered athletes are in USA Weightlifting?
I don't know, but those numbers are so skewed.
Oh. Ah, okay.
And it's a lot. I mean, and there's been a lot of growth, but again, some of them are... I guess I'm trying to think of, like, the way you think of soccer fans in other countries or baseball fans or basketball fans in the U.S., like, the number of people, and not that I, like, people who are just casual fans who just dip in are awesome, right? Like, we need that. But I'm just wondering, the number of people who you would consider, who, like, follow a season of weightlifting in the same way.
It's like Brian Shaw, like, the more famous strongman, but I don't have an interest in strongman.
And that's awesome. Like, the people who follow us who are just like, oh, I just want to dip in. Like, we need that. There's never, you know, there's always going to be more casual dip-in fans for any sport than there are, like, diehard fans, even for something like soccer. But I do just wonder what that number of diehard... you know, I can give you a loose idea of what happened in the last two big weightlifting meets types of fans are.
Yeah. I think the number is way smaller than 100K.
Way smaller than 100K.
Yeah. I think so.
I wonder what it's like in China. That would be my big... because I feel like in most countries, the number of athletes, even where it's growing, is still relatively... like, if you look at Italian nationals, it's still small.
Yeah.
Or, like, any other country's nationals, it, to me, seems very small still. But China seems to have a huge national, a huge system.
Yeah.
But I also think in China, even weightlifting in China is not a popular sport.
Yeah.
Like, weightlifting is not a popular sport in any country compared to other sports. There's no country in the world where... maybe the Vatican, I don't know, but or Liechtenstein. But there's no country in the world where weightlifting is a popular sport.
It just does not exist.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. It's the greatest sport there is.
That's true.
With the greatest podcast.
Oh yeah,
of all sporting podcasts.
So, listeners, we woke up pretty early today.
Did.
Why did we wake up early, Bob? Dr. Buffer?
So we woke up early because we had plans to sit down and do a commentary interview. It's bus drivers, really. We're getting rocked. Anyway, so we have warm-up footage from Jordan De La Cruz's gold medal and American, and I think Pan Am record-setting performance here.
I didn't even know that, okay.
And so we want Spencer Arnold, her coach, and Jordan herself to sit down with us. We'll watch the video together and record some commentary to make a little video. It's interesting to get coaches' insights, athlete insights, and they're dynamic, too.
So it started out, we wanted to get... we messaged Jordan.
Yeah.
She wanted to do it. She's totally up for it,
yep,
which is great. And then we said, yeah, let's do it tomorrow morning, right?
Then
we also asked Spencer, and maybe you can explain how it unfolded.
So we asked Spencer, and Spencer was totally down. He said yes. Greg asked him, and then I ran into him in the warm-up room, and I think I mentioned it, and he seemed happy about it. So then it was just a matter of scheduling.
Yeah, and that's where it gets interesting.
It all goes to shit at that point. Yeah. So through no fault of anyone's, right? So. Yeah. Because we didn't get done until late. I think the goal was to do it in the evening yesterday, actually. Yeah. Originally, the plan was in the evening. But then the sessions ran, not super late, but it was like 9 o'clock before, almost 9 o'clock before we even finished. And we knew we weren't going to, we still had to like go back to our hotel and then get over to Spencer's hotel. And it wouldn't be like, it'd be like 11 o'clock by the time that happened. And Spencer said that's probably a little late for Jordan.
Yep.
But we can do it in the morning. So we said, okay, what about like, what did we say, 9 in the morning?
Yeah,
originally, 9. 9 in the morning, because he had to get over to
their
coach. At their hotel. So we're going to get up early, and Jordan, Spencer's like, that's fine, but just check with Jordan. So we checked with Jordan, but she was probably sleeping, because it was late at this point. And so we woke up in the morning early, thinking we'll get over there by 9, and Jordan responded and said, oh, no, at that point Spencer responded and said, sorry, guys, I actually have to get over there early because I'm coaching... he's helping out with Meredith today, right?
We said, fine, okay, we meet you at the venue.
We meet at the venue.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. And then Jordan responds and says, hey, guys, 9 a.m. sounds great today at the hotel. And it just went downhill from there. But we think we...
Yeah,
and this is, again, these are athletes and coaches. Like, they didn't come here to make a video with us. They came here to lift and coach, and so it's totally understandable. But it just... it's so hard to... even scheduling, like... a meal with somebody can be challenging, let alone asking them to donate their time to a video. But we think we've got it. We're on the way now to do a recording with Spencer.
Yeah. And we hope the venue is quiet enough, because the competition will start in 2 hours.
Yeah.
approximately 2 hours. So let's hope it's quiet enough to get decent audio for this.
And then we'll do Jordan. So Jordan is actually going into Rome today, proper, the center, to check into their Airbnb because they're going to spend some time there. And then she'll be back for Jesse Bradley's session tonight, she said, by 5 or 6, and Jesse's session's at 7. That's relying on public transit. For all we know, there's a strike today.
Then is it a strike?
It could be. It's Rome. Oh, okay. Literally, at any moment, there could be a strike.
Oh, God.
So, assuming she's back, we'll then get a recording with Jordan.
Okay.
So, we'll get two videos, which is nice. Assuming this all works out. It's an enormous assumption.
Exactly. You would think something as simple as just doing a little voiceover would be achievable, but you really have to run and run after athletes and be on your toes for that.
And unfortunately, we are in our hotel, which our hotel is fine. Like, it's worked out. But we are in our hotel specifically because we thought... I mean, it is the official hotel. Like, on the information sheet, our hotel is listed. And so we figured, let's be there. The rates weren't that bad. And the Airbnb only would have been slightly cheaper, and we wouldn't have gotten the shuttle. So it actually is cheaper, probably, than an Airbnb. But we were like, let's be there, because all the athletes are there. It's just easier to nail somebody down if you're in the same hotel. It turns out there are actually 3 hotels.
1 for the officials, and 2 for the teams.
And we are not in the one that Spencer's in. So that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. Well, let's hope this works out. Should we talk about... Because I can see the venue. It's around the corner. Brief mention about the Tominator.
Oh, my God. The Tominator.
So, yesterday, Loredana did a 136 clean and jerk. Big PR.
5 kilo PR.
Snatched 113 again. This time at 64 body weight. So, great performance.
It was an amazing performance. And her celebration at the end.
Amazing.
It's like... What, like, I wish I'd had that experience as an athlete, like being that excited and happy about something.
And Jenny mentioned yesterday that you approached her after the lift, and you actually saw her in
contact.
Oh, I was shooting at the front of the stage, trying to get a picture of her, you know, getting her medals, and I'm kind of just below her eye level, so I'm like very close to the stage, and she looked down at me and I smiled at her and I gave her a thumbs up, and then she started crying.
Oh,
I don't know. This is definitely an athlete who's kind of notably flat in a lot of her lifting. Like, she's not a big person, like, big on celebrating or showing emotion for the most part. And like, both seeing her that excited after her clean and jerk, and then also like her crying at the end was really it was awesome to watch, especially because she's probably my favorite female athlete. So
it was fun, and even the coach was super excited afterwards. Came up to me, was very happy with her performance. He said they pushed training so hard, and she trained so hard, and he pushes her so hard. So glad it worked out for Team Romania.
Yeah, and I hope it keeps working out. I really, I know that it's unclear if they'll be in Tokyo, but I hope Toma's in Tokyo. It will make the competition so much more exciting, and it'd be a shame if not.
So we just pulled up at the venue. This was it for the first part, and let's hope the interviews work out fine. See you guys.
Find out.
But Casey.
I'm a really elegant meeting. Yeah. You're having to figure that out.
Hello, everybody. I was trying to do... That's my best Gregor Winter impression. Hello, everybody. Sort of smooth, vaguely sensual introduction.
It's a lot less shrill than Gregor does it.
We are here, day 4. The end of day 4.
So, you just heard... I'm here on the table with Dr. Buffer and Ned Arum. And so last time you heard us, we were on the bus to the venue, worrying about how to do the interview with Spencer, and let us tell you, worked out great.
It really did.
It worked better, way better than expected. We showed up at the venue. Venue was quiet. We had time to set up our cameras, multiple angles.
Spencer was on time. And he showed up and was like,
he showed
ready.
Up caffeinated.
Yeah. It really, it's kind of, I mean, there's a part of me that's like, all right, clearly all of our hard drives are going to fail or something. Like, something is going to happen because we had three cameras that ran smoothly.
Yeah.
We had audio that worked.
Yeah. I mean,
Spencer was great.
Our
Spencer
plane,
talked.
Our planes will crash or something.
Yeah, both, same time.
Yeah, Spencer, great podcast guest.
Yeah.
Lots of insights, very concise. He knows how to talk, how to express himself.
Yeah.
Unlike some people on this podcast. Me, unfortunately.
Unlike everyone else on this podcast.
Yeah.
We've had two good guests recently, actually. I mean, actually, Spencer wasn't on the podcast, really. It was a commentary video. But it's kind of like a podcast format that will... They'll just be visuals, essentially. We'll watch the warm-up video of Jordan, and Spencer will talk over it. But then... That was gravy. That was great. Later in the day, Jordan De La Cruz, who had agreed to show up, and we were a little worried about because she was going into the center of Rome to check into her Airbnb... And then said, oh, yeah, don't worry, I'll come back and have enough time. And so I thought, nothing against Jordan, just I know Roman public transit. There's no way. There's not a chance. Absolutely not. I'll you know, you'll be lucky. Jen's throwing pasta across the table right now.
Why am I like this?
I don't know. I don't know. It's literally a piece of...
really stressed about eating this.
But Jordan showed up, on time, totally willing to sit down for the commentary video, and she was great too, and the fact that we talked to Spencer beforehand meant we had things to talk about with Jordan that she could expand on.
One of these things, for example, is Jordan in training actually listens to a metronome
for her jerk.
For her jerk, like, she cleans it and then 1, 2, 3, and there's an actual metronome, like, cluck cluck, going off in her ears on the headphones. And they do that. Why do they do that? Because...
So she said, basically, so there's diminishing return... Is that chicken they're bringing out right now?
Please be chicken.
Yes. It is chicken. We'll get back to this. Let's get some food. Or some chicken, rather. We're all standing up to get some chicken. We'll narrate.
I'll give you some chicken.
You'll give me some chicken?
You want a big one?
Oh, yeah.
The one is not cooked. That's really good. Not cooked.
Okay, give me the cooked one. All right, I'm good. Now we have some chicken. And I'll wait for Greg and Jen to sit back down. In case it wasn't apparent, we are at the hotel buffet at the moment. Serving the finest of Italian cuisine.
Uncooked chicken.
So, in the jerk, between the clean and jerk, there can be diminishing returns for waiting too long.
Yeah.
And so this basically gives Jordan a cue to repeat every time the same rest between the clean and jerk. So she has an earbud, whatever.
Yeah.
She lets the metronome go for, I think it's 2 beats, 2 or 3, and then goes. So every clean and jerk, it's the same rest. That's perfect. That's exactly what you want in this sport. Repeatability.
Exactly. And then also during her warm-ups, she starts with no knee sleeves, no belts, in a tracksuit, and every set, like, the tracksuit comes off, the jacket comes off, for the heavier, like, she went up to 90-something in the clean jerk.
99 was her last warm-up.
And that's when she put up...
That's when she put up her knee... I don't even know if she had her knee sleeves on.
No?
We have to look back. It's in the video.
But yeah. I think this is going to be a really, really cool video. Not just for athletes, but also for coaches.
Yeah.
Because Spencer was giving some great insights.
He really was.
What he's looking for in a lift and what he saw. And he also said that he saw some new things, like how she... What did he say? How Jordan, like, felt. How she...
Yeah, I think... It's nice that, because we talked about this, but it's enjoyable for us to do. Like, it's fun to sit there, as I'm sure anyone can, right? Like, to sit and talk about a sport you really love with somebody else who's passionate about it in a different way, though. Because, you know, Spencer's a high-level coach, and so to get their insight into a particular athlete is fun. People seem to enjoy watching it. And, I mean, I hope people enjoy watching this one. But also Spencer, it's nice that he enjoyed it, too. He said he had a good time. And Jordan, when I sat down with her later, she enjoyed it, too. Because she's like, you compete, and the only lifts you ever see are your platform attempts, and that's six attempts. That's it. And so she got a chance, like, oh, I noticed things about my warm-ups that I didn't notice in the moment, because, of course, you're focused on lifting.
Yeah. So, I'm glad you found a quiet room, because that was our main concern going into this.
By the time Jordan arrived...
It was pretty last minute, actually.
It was totally last minute.
Actually, yeah. It was.
And the Italians were very accommodating. And we
tried to go to the anti-doping room.
We went to the anti-doping room, I think. And it was like a locker room, so it was really echoey. This is a disaster for audio. So then the guy took me to the weigh-in room, the official weigh-in room. Well, he gave me two options. He said, you can use the unofficial weigh-in room or the official one. And I thought, let's go to the official weigh-in room.
Okay.
So
that worked okay.
It worked out really well. We have video, audio. Now, Gian Marchese just has to edit all of it together.
Man. I know. It's going to be a long night for me.
I mean, don't rush to get it out by midnight. If it's 2, 3 in the morning, that's cool. That's fine.
Don't rush to get my paycheck out.
We'll pay you in exposure.
You can just pay me by giving me back my Patreon money.
Don't.
That money's long spent.
Yeah.
How do you think we got here?
It's Gregor's gum fund.
Gregor goes through a lot of sugarless gum.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, that was a real high point of the day, getting those two sit down and talk to us and give their time.
I was so relieved to get some extra content beyond the competition footage to make this trip really worthwhile. Really happy. Mm-hmm. So really appreciate that you went on to do a second one. Amazing.
What else?
I mean, we also saw some weightlifting.
I also what?
We also saw some weightlifting.
Oh yeah, we did see some weightlifting too.
We just finished the day with the 81s, which featured a relatively unknown lifter, I would say, to most people. She's a junior world record holder in Team Jerk, but she doesn't even have an Instagram. So your name is Aileen Sikkimatana.
There's no N in the middle.
Sikkimatana, yeah. So on Instagram, I just call her Aileen.
Yeah.
Just shorter.
I think she's from Fiji originally, is that correct?
And now.
That's for Australia now.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we just recorded half a podcast, and Dr. Boffer's phone froze. Let's do it again.
I didn't realize. It was not like it froze, and we were like, oh shit, it froze. We just talked for like a straight 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I looked down at my phone, and it was stuck on 8 minutes and 22 seconds, I think.
Good.
It can't be that charming on command.
Yeah, no, that was a one-time deal.
Oh, that moment is not recorded?
What moment?
When she was charming?
Oh, what a good setup for a joke. At least Gregor got one on this one.
So, oh my while God. I was sitting down and getting some cake, I did hear that there was some bitterness over the fact that somebody is growing at a better rate than...
Wait, let's talk about the 81s right now. So, yeah, we were checking 1Kilo's Instagram, and it's growing at a steady pace, doing really well.
It's creeping up on ATG.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the 1Kilo podcast.
Oh, God.
It can be the 1Kilo podcast right now.
Yeah, it could be.
if you want this fucking headache...
Just take it, please.
If you want this money-losing, time-sucking, sleep-depriving proposition...
It'll cost you an extra 2 hours at night at Worlds. You're going to be miserable and lose.
Dan, it's yours.
Yep.
It's yours.
All right, listeners. We traded you in for nothing.
This is a 1Kilo podcast.
Yep.
See you later.
Oh, man. So what did we talk about earlier? We recapped some of the 81s. We talked about...
We talked about Aileen. Yeah.
So Aileen... So we established that we all basically are huge Aileen fans. Especially Dr. Boffo, who likes whistling, who likes shouting.
I don't mind it on the platform. It's great. That energy is great. But when I'm watching another lifter, and I can hear the lifter in the back screaming... while the person is on the platform, it's a little distracting. As an athlete, I feel I would be distracted, but I was a terrible athlete, so.
But overall, she has a great
presence. There's
so many
distracting things when you're out on stage. There's people walking by, and there's people on the phone. And
yeah.
I mean, that's something you have to deal with.
It's just a joy to watch. It was so much fun to see your lift. And
110 power snatch opener.
110 power snatch opener. Then 115, she had to do a full squat snatch.
Yep.
Or full snatch, as some people say.
And 120 on the third, right?
Yeah, 120.
Which she missed, but... I mean, if you can power snatch 110,
yeah,
she's clearly strong enough for this.
Yeah.
For sure. And we, yeah, we talked about how young she is, though.
She earned junior world champ. Yeah.
Yeah, so last year, last year, she was a junior. And yeah, she had a great meet. She clean and jerked 140, then missed 150, and then went for a world record.
157? 159? I don't know.
I think she missed 159, right, for the world record.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, took a huge jump, just because she won anyways.
Yeah,
I mean, at that point, right, might as well put it on the bar.
Walked over everybody.
Wasn't close.
No.
Fully missed it. But.
And a really nice gesture she did at the medal ceremony. Maybe, Jen, can you explain it again? Because it was really, you did a good job the first time we recorded this.
It was just really sweet. She, on the final medaling for total, came around the front of the podium and hugged the other medalists. And then when she got up on her podium stand, the gentleman who was giving her her medal, who's kind of a shorter guy, she kneels so he can put the medal on her. And then she hugs him, too, while he's giving her the medal. And she's just, like, ear-to-ear smiling and laughing and just seems like she's genuinely having a good time and very appreciative of the experience. It just seems so sweet. It was really very cute.
Yeah. I think Seb Koffer, who was, by the way, the shorter guy who gave her the medal, he probably played a huge role in getting her to lift for Australia. Because she's originally from Fiji.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, no, she's a big Australia, trying to get the Olympic spot.
Yeah, so technically, she hasn't met the requirements. We mentioned she has one period where she does not have any events. And you need at least one event in each of the three periods. But I guess they may make an... I don't know. You said that they're working on it.
Yeah.
Which they should. I really, it'd be a shame if she did not lift in Tokyo.
I think it would be good for the sport to have people like her show how cool and how fun weightlifting can be.
Yeah.
And how it can stunt your growth. No, weightlifting doesn't stunt. What else did we talk about in the first one?
Well, Stuart came over and took the last piece of chocolate cake for a while. There was a whole section about that.
Talked about Maddie's session tomorrow.
We did talk about Maddie's session and whether she will make weight as an 87.
Yeah.
We have enough cake now.
We do have more cake. I have yet to try it.
Maddie, if you're listening, you can still come over.
We also have the fact that people will not be listening to this until long after all of this has happened and gone down.
That's true. Right now we're uploading this, but we're still waiting for the iTunes or Apple Podcasts approval thing. So who knows when you guys will listen to this.
The cake is not bad.
It's not bad.
I feel like this is better than I was expecting, to be totally honest.
It looked terrible, honestly.
It didn't look great.
It looked really dry.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's actually okay.
Yeah.
This was definitely not our best. The other one was way better.
Yeah, exactly.
We're really petering out with enthusiasm.
I mean, it's almost 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably is.
It is legitimately almost 10 p.m. We are on the next to last day.
Yeah,
today it's only
Lasha.
What's that? Tomorrow's only Lasha. I mean, it's Maddie. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
and then it's Lasha.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Lasha, I don't know why they didn't move his session up. It's at 6:30.
So
there's
a huge break in the middle.
Yeah.
We have to be at the venue the whole day.
Yeah, it sucks.
Because it's too short of a gap to do anything.
Yeah.
You can't go to Rome.
Yeah.
And
you're
stuck there.
Yeah.
I wonder why they did that.
I have no idea.
Jen is going to edit all of our videos, so
I guess, yeah,
that's a good time for me to get that work done.
Yeah.
Right, and do the podcast, which you're taking over,
really get ahead of it.
Lucrative podcast
business. Cashing in. still left.
You guys just gave me all your content, and I just put 1 kilo where I was supposed
to. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you take the fucking podcast.
You'll hand over all of ATG just to not have the podcast. That's how much ATG means to you.
Gregor's been talking about, oh, we got to set up an ATG podcast. We got to set up the ATG podcast for since Turkmenistan, maybe.
Yeah.
And now that it's set up, I think we realize it's a terrible idea. Because here's the thing: when it was me posting this stuff,
it was great.
You didn't care.
Hey, Bob, can you upload this?
Yeah. You upload this. Also, the standards could be as low as I want it because it wasn't you.
Oh, yeah.
Now that it's ATG, I saw him this morning messing with the logo a little bit. I was like, oh man, we just opened a can of worms. And you know,
but now it'll never get shared. If you give it to him, you will post it with all those imperfections. You're like, well, it is what it is. You know, it shows the human side of ATG. And Gregor is crazy in German. And
that was our, and that was the strength of the podcast, is we never cared about quality control.
Yeah,
we never cared about audio. We didn't. It could have been totally inaudible.
It could be just white noise. Yeah. It's a great episode, guys.
John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. And Gregor would have been like, okay, do it.
Gregor's going to edit it down to 30 seconds now.
Just post it, Bubba. It's yours.
Yeah. And now he's
going to be messing really tight.
With the... Can I hear that song in the background?
The mid-tones.
Yeah. How are the mid-tones? I think we sound a little flat. I'm going to try a low-pass filter. I'm going to try a high-pass filter. It's a nightmare. Thank God. Luckily, Jen is working on it now.
Yeah.
Thanks. I've gotten really good at ignoring Gregor's. I feel like I'll be fine.
What?
Just drank.
I just wanted to get one piece of cake at the Tokyo.
All the food is gone.
No.
I legitimately wanted another piece of cake.
Yeah.
Greg's going to go try to find
some. Get it.
Or not. What is he getting? He's getting some more pasta.
Damn.
So not only was there not the dessert we had hoped there was going to be,
but they took our new dessert away. They just brought it out.
It's really unfortunate given what we're paying for this buffet. We've spared no expense.
I know.
On this buffet.
Charging it on the ATG.
Exactly. Yeah. We have literally spared not a single expense. We're going to get a bill at the end of this week. It's going to have everything. And it's going to be, instead of like a flat fee, it's going to be itemized. Like every time you went back, every piece of pasta Jen threw across the table, every piece of cake.
We're charged for all the floor pasta.
Everything. Everything.
You spread around yesterday.
Literally, everything's going to be itemized.
It took like 10 people to clean this place off, Jen.
So, luckily that goes on the 1 kilo credit card.
Oh my god, that was a Jonas.
Yeah. Oh my god.
For the record, the first time the ATG card got used, it was Papa using in front of me. And naturally, I had to make fun of him and went, haha, it's going to get declined, you guys suck. And it went through, and then I charged a copy to my credit card, and my credit card got
declined. It was like the perfect secret. Because it literally happened that quickly. Once it gets declined. Accepted. Moment later, ma'am, you're crossing.
That's literally the metaphor of my life. My life is a joke.
Literally a moment later. Oh, that was great. That's a good memory. I sometimes just replay that. Just when I like people say like go to your happy place, I'm like Jen's car getting declined.
Well, just when you think 1 kilo sneaking ahead. Go back in the archives.
When I see your stats and your growth, and I see ATGs, I'm like, card decline. Card decline.
Oh, she's not making any money.
There we go. All right.
Hasn't figured that part out yet.
Yeah.
Luckily, your card goes through on Patreon. So
that's why all my other stuff is getting declined, because that's all the money I have.
Like, you make sure.
Credit card debt. Nice.
Don't go into debt for ATG.
Unless
you really want to.
I don't even have an ATG shirt, by the way.
Like, you don't have an ATG shirt?
I don't have an ATG shirt. Just like, and I asked him for an ATG shirt, and he's like, oh, printer, blah, blah, blah. But just didn't bring me a shirt.
Actually made a really cool, like, shirt making fun of 1 kilo.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It didn't get printed.
I really wanted it.
Yeah. I was so annoyed it didn't get printed. Maybe it's a future special 1 kilo ATG edition.
Oh, I would make that in a heartbeat. It was really funny. I'm pretty disappointed I would have worn that.
It was a great shirt. It could have been a great shirt. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people here don't have shirts because the German shop
Yeah, messed it up.
Just messed it up. Yeah, which happens.
Right now I'm out of shirts. Today I gave, I sold the last shirt actually.
Really?
To a fan. Yeah.
Nice.
We gave away a bunch of shirts. You are almost out of shirts, right?
I'm fully out of shirts, except fully for a 3X. If all of you future listeners are 3X.
Wow. So, yeah, just go back in time, come to Rome.
Exactly.
Rome and
yeah.
Get, it
get a 3X shirt.
Yeah. I only have like 20 stickers left. That's
I have some stickers left.
You've been on top of the sticker game.
No, I've been doing a good job.
Yeah. Not on top of it.
I'm forcing those stickers on people. Everybody's coming like, hey, Dimas, you want to? Yeah.
Good.
He's really on top. I forgot for like the first 3 days that I had stickers and pins. And then once he does it and he pulls them out, and that sounds bad, pulls them out.
Lucky you. You'll edit that out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You?
And then I'm like, oh, now it feels like competitive if I do it, so I'm just going to let him have it, and then I don't, like, I get nervous.
That's it.
So essentially no one got, I have a handful of stickers left, for sure, and the pins. Can't get rid of the pins fast enough.
I still have a bunch of pins, too. They take up so much room in my pocket.
Yeah.
I think I have 100 pins left. I have so many pins.
I don't
Would you get 200?
No, more than that. I forgot what it was, maybe 300 or better.
Yeah.
To just to get the best price on them. But the thing is, like, they're really annoying to sell. Like, the cost that I can charge for them versus, like, the cost to ship them out, like, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's a...
I don't have 1 kilo
pin.
I'll
give you more.
Let's change it.
Listeners.
Wasn't asking, but...
Jen is putting out her 1K fanny pack right now.
Do you want an ATG pin?
Oh, yeah, those one of those...
The buttons?
The buttons. I don't even have my pins on me. I gave some stickers out at the CrossFit I went to.
Wait, I have the quality control. I gotta check. Some of them are a little... That one's the best one.
Ooh, nice. It's a post-type pin.
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's classy. It's very good. Very nice. A little more durable.
Stick a photo of it.
Isn't frozen. Yeah, we'll take a
picture of the one. You know what kind of bummed me out about it, though? Wait, where are they? I was kind of bummed that the back wasn't black. That pin was black. It seemed like it should be.
Oh, you wanted the... Yeah, I suppose that's... I don't know.
Feels like the most elegant way about it, and that's not how it came.
That's nice. It's a very clean design. I'm a fan.
Great.
Yeah. Does it go all to Helvetica?
Oh, my God. Don't tell people that, because I'll believe you.
No, it's Helvetica.
Is that not Helvetica?
It's not Helvetica.
It is.
It's not Helvetica. Helvetica. It's not Helvetica. Oh my God, it's not Helvetica.
Is that Papyrus, actually?
Yeah.
It's Comic Sans.
It's Comic Papyrus.
I like that on your backpack, Nat's hook grip pin fell off, and the remaining pin is ATG 1K. Sign of things to come.
Oh no.
I'm coming for Nat.
Yeah. Fell off.
Really?
Yeah.
His is actually the way nicer of a pin. Yep. It's really nice.
So these come off pretty easily.
Oh.
The one that Jen has on her pins. And there's another mechanism, I guess, that is pretty robust, but somebody moved my bag. And
I thought Nat's was also a pin like that. No,
no. It's the more expensive one.
The one with the rubber inside of this?
No, it's like it's also metal. It's like a different mechanism.
Right. Yeah. This is our usual riveting fare, by the way.
Yeah.
Talking about pins and the various ways of fastening them. For a little while at the start of the podcast, I was worried it was too much weightlifting.
Yeah.
Not enough obscure stuff.
Well, the thing was that we already talked about it once before, so we had like a really clear track.
It was like 30 minutes of weightlifting that we talked about. It's all gone because my phone froze.
That's why it's called the ATG podcast, not the ATG weightlifting podcast.
For a moment, it was the ATG weightlifting podcast, and then we changed it back.
Yeah, because it's a lie.
It'd be inaccurate.
Get reported for inaccuracy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it hasn't been approved by Apple Podcasts yet.
Maybe Jen should check her podcast.
Yeah.
My podcast?
You should get on that.
Yeah.
You should get apparently, on it can take up to 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
I know.
Steve Jobs.
The ghost of Steve Jobs. Furious, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, it can be anywhere from like 48 hours to 2 weeks, I guess. Because they actually have people review them.
Yeah, it's an actual human being.
Yeah. So, hopefully, it gets reviewed soon. And
I mean, listen, if you hear this now, then I guess it got reviewed.
Well, I think we talked about, too, during the portion of the podcast where my phone is frozen and not recording, the fact that it's on Stitcher and Spotify, Spotify, and it already has a bunch of downloads.
Yeah.
I mean, 12, but that's more...
So who are you, weirdos?
Yeah. Like, how...
Reveal yourself.
Right now, the only people who have the RSS feed are you, me, and Apple. Hey, there's no more water. Do you want... Wait, no, that's mine. Oh, I have that. I didn't touch that.
I might be sick. Is that... I mean...
I'm not going to touch that either, okay, after you drink from it. I mean, just on principle, I wouldn't. Whether or not you're sick, now I'm
definitely... We took a cab ride that was essentially Russian roulette because the guy had...
Oh, my God.
It was like... Ugh. But Bafa was the closest to it. Me and Gregor are like pale, sickly.
And he had an open window, and so the stream of air just came. I was like, okay.
I'm sure it's just incubating in me, I'm sure. Because
I don't
everybody I've run into at this point is sick. Kiro Dimas in the 81s was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Because he was worried about, he felt a little sick. He's like, I don't want to get the athlete sick. And he feels better now. He's fine. But like everybody I've run into has said they don't feel well. Yeah. So it's like inevitable.
Maybe tonight we should sleep in separate beds.
Well, what's the point of me coming on these trips in that case, Greg?
Also, why so moist and warm in your room? It's like uncomfortably smelly and warm in there.
It's because we...
Our
AC doesn't work.
Never.
We can't get it to turn on.
Neither is
mine. So sleeping by your window.
That's not what my room is like.
It's a window open.
I'm like sweating.
Well, have him move over into the middle bed.
I didn't,
the closer bed, so you guys can spend some time together.
I'm going to take a photo of our room.
Oh, God. It also has not been cleaned since we've been in it.
Yeah,
so
it's
today,
a shit show.
Today was the first day we actually got a change of towels because we just happened to be in the room when
the lady was horrified of your room. She was like stepping
she was like, can I at least give you new towels?
Yeah. She's like, let me help you. And you're like, no, we like to live in filth.
I am glad we got new towels. I think my towel was starting to grow things. And I came back and the towel was like standing on its own. I was like, I should probably get these changed.
Yeah, a little damp.
I don't know what it is about men's rooms that smell so much worse. Like, what is my room smells like nothing.
Maybe to you.
Yeah.
Our
room smells like...
All right, at least on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 3. Boys' rooms are like... There's a special smell that emanates from your bodies. It's just different.
Uh-huh. It's special. You know what it is? It's the smell of hard work.
Yeah.
It's the odor
of
people...
Editing
of
a podcast.
It's the odor of sitting up till midnight working on a podcast that... 12 people listen to by accident. So there's a few other ATG podcasts out there, like they use those letters in some fashion, and so probably there's like 12 disappointed people wondering, this is not at all what I signed up for. Like, what the hell is this?
Like the other verified ATG account?
Yeah, because none of them are
those fans.
There's an ATG verified
account? Yeah.
Yeah.
He only has 14,000 followers.
An ATG or something?
Yeah. It's like officially ATG.
What kind of account?
Well, let's check it out right now. Let's see what the
is
real ATG is. No.
Oh, it's like some...
It's a business account.
Electrical.
We're going to see right now.
It doesn't even show up.
No, it's right here. Oh, my God.
Oh, I've seen that.
Wait, it's gone.
It's gone?
Under... over 18.
So it's... Oh, it's
exclusive. Is it porn
exclusive?
Now?
Oh, boy. This is risky. No posts.
No,
it's... But they have stories. Oh, no, now there's some posts.
It's like...
It's like some Swedish.
Course writing.
Yeah, it's like some Swedish side, I guess. Or Norwegian, maybe.
It's horse racing.
Interesting.
So it's an
athletic maybe it's
account.
Gambling. Maybe that's why. Sports betting or something. And that's why you had to certify your over 18.
Maybe.
I wonder if that's why when I opened the account, I had to certify that we were not engaged in internet gambling.
Oh, wow. Maybe.
Because maybe they saw that and they thought...
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, he only has, or this person only has 16,000. So ahead of 1K still.
Good.
Even
good.
Secondary ATG is still ahead of 1K.
Oh, throwaway account. Still crushing 1K. I literally just hold the phone like.
Gavin can laugh. Now.
Yeah.
Because when 1 kilo does crush us.
I mean, at some point she will.
When we're begging for jobs, we're like, hey, we've got really useful skills. Hey, have you ever seen me edit a video?
I can
edit a podcast. I know how to apply optical flow to a slow motion video, despite what today's post would indicate.
Oh. Yeah, Bafa really messed up Floyd.
Oh my god.
He posted a Meredith Alwine 103 snatch, and the first version you saw, if you saw it, a lot of people saw it because Instagram is not showing it to people. The first was kind of choppy.
Yeah, so in slow motion footage in Final Cut Pro. And you're shooting at a high frame rate. You're shooting at 120 frames per second.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't talk about codecs.
Yeah.
But 120 frames per second, which is pretty slow, but if you slow it down to like 10%, it still will look a little choppy.
Like we take 120 on that.
Yeah.
So 5%.
Yeah. And so optical flow will fill in those gaps to make it look smoother, essentially.
Damn, I don't have that in here.
You do.
It's not good.
You have speed warp, right?
Yeah, but it's not good.
Yeah,
it
well,
super wonky.
I mean, you're the one editing in Premiere.
I'm like agreeing with you that I'm an idiot.
Optical flow, or the best one, really? I told you.
No.
DaVinci Resolve. Speed warp. It's so good, and even Greg admits it. Even Greg will admit it because on occasion it'll be like
3D.
Baba, can you do a speed warp version of this?
Yeah, it's stunning what it can do.
It's really it's remarkable. The only issue is it will brick your computer.
It's just I'm already paying for the whole. I say this all the time. Paying for it.
But Final Cut is a one-time payment.
One-time, $300, all the updates, everything. And if you use an education discount, $300, and you get the whole suite. They don't check.
Maybe you shouldn't.
They check.
Now they're going to check now.
It is Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
So, Jen, cut this out.
Educating piracy.
It's not piracy. Listen, the only thing I use that for is educational materials, so it's okay. That's what it's for. And I am a doctor.
That's true.
Anyway. I'll pull that card. I forgot to put optical flow on. And
It happens.
It happens
to the best.
I also made a mistake today, so don't feel bad.
What did you do?
You called Meredith...
So when we were in the cafe together, and I was like, couldn't remember, I'm like, was it Meredith's clean? Was it 134, 136? And you guys were like, 134. I'm like, oh, shit.
136. Fun. Making fun of the German for not being able to do the TH. Very original. Very original.
So I was like, oh, shit, I got to fix that. And I had it saved as a draft on Instagram. So I went in and I edited it, and I forgot to, like, hit back and save the new version of the draft. And then when I got back to the Wi-Fi area, I just posted it and didn't look at it. And none of you guys are my friends because nobody told me you all liked it and then didn't read it. And the only person who pointed it out to me was Laura Donatoma. Sent it to
really?
Me.
Really?
She sent her a message.
Sent me a message and was like, do you mean 134? And I was like, you're the best.
Oh my God. That is actually heartwarming.
Yeah.
That she messaged you. And like, what's amazing is
she didn't comment publicly. She like messaged me like, are you sure you didn't mean this?
And the way she even says it, she doesn't say you mean it. She's like, it's like the best way to like offer criticism. It's like, oh, did you mean this? Yeah. Like,
well, that's me saying it. Basically my interpretation.
No, don't ruin it.
Okay.
That's how it happened.
How I interpreted it.
Yeah.
Which is how it happened because
in reality, you'd say, like, 134, you idiot.
Yeah, it's just dumbass.
But it was private, which is a level of courtesy, a level of professional courtesy.
And she's the only one that pointed it out to me.
Yeah. I didn't notice. I didn't read the caption.
Nobody reads the caption, except for, like, one angry person who leaves a comment on everything.
Yeah. Oh, boy, we got a bunch of angry comments as well.
About?
Whenever you post somebody from Israel...
Oh yeah!
Oh, I love some of those. Oh my God!
Coming. Yep.
There's a lot of. Actually, I'm not gonna get into that conversation.
Oh, let's do it.
Never mind.
Let's do it. Let's talk about race, religion, politics.
How do you feel about abortion?
Oh. Okay.
So it's ATG's podcast.
It doesn't matter. Kilo. It was at some point when I was doing something else, but I started seeing some stuff that people were posting. I was like, oh, man, Greg's on top of this.
Yeah, I was.
Greg's on top of this.
It's a shame. You do definitely have to be on bully patrol, like, half the day. there's a lot of comments.
Oh, only with certain things, though. Like, you know, when the Iranians, for example, if they're angry about something, the Iranian fans kind of got to be like 2016
they're
Rio.
Very enthusiastic in both directions. So if they, if you post an Iranian lifter and it's positive, you'll get a flood of Iranian support. But then if you post something that's even like a little bit questionable in the other direction, they're definitely very defensive of their athletes.
Yep. Yeah.
I had posted that picture of Rustami when he was sort of like pointing angrily at the jury in Worlds at Worlds. And my caption, I purposely was very neutral about it. I was basically just like, there was a questionable scenario. He got cold. He missed his attempt. This is he points at the jury and you know, yells at them and blah, blah, blah. And they're like an argument of epic proportions of like hundreds of comments took place in that. Like, I didn't touch anything. I didn't like anything. I just let it go.
Let it go? You didn't delete them?
No. Let it ride. Because then what if I deleted one and not the other, and then that would show support for one opinion and not the other, so I just let it ride.
It's not how we run HG.
Yeah, Greg just goes in and deletes.
Yeah.
Just delete. Yeah. Not fun. But it happens.
I mean, if it's not, listen, if somebody came in and said something that was incredibly offensive and racist, I would certainly delete it. But people are allowed to logically debate things as long as it's within a certain boundary of respect.
What you're saying, like a little bit of racism.
Yeah, just a touch of racism on one view.
Just good old fashioned.
Yeah. Back in the old days.
Logically is the operative word here. I think most of what I'm seeing, I mean, comments I see on Instagram is a mix of like, check out this cool lift.
Yeah.
Look at this amazingly written caption on ATG. Yeah. These are so much better than
OMG, hilarious location tag.
Yeah, we got a lot of that.
Yep.
And then stuff that just defies logic. Stuff that you're just like, nope.
Sometimes I don't even write captions. Sometimes I literally just put like the Instagram with like a smiley face, like their tag and a smiley face, and it still does well.
It doesn't matter. It totally
nobody reads it.
Nope.
I can tag the wrong person and people would still not notice.
There are days I'll spend like 40 minutes on a caption.
Yeah, same.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's
good. I'll get like one person be like, "Ah, what a great caption!" And I'm like, "Yes."
No, my favorite thing is that I'll like spend all this time and write this really meaningful caption, and then something that I blatantly said in the caption will be asked as a question in the caption. Like I know you're not reading it now. It's definitive.
We should start doing it.
Just grind shit now. At this point, I'm just gonna ask every. What weight was that?
Oh my god!
Wait, what athlete is this?
I'm so outnumbered. It's not fair. I need another employee.
I'm on the market.
Yeah. You're getting fired after your optical flow mistake.
That optical flow fiasco.
Here at 1K, we don't use optical flows.
Greg pretended he was all cool. Then, oh, it's okay, I make mistakes. I'm going to get home from this trip. I'm going to get just a pink slip in the mail. Dr. Bob, it's not working out.
No, I think we're worried about you quitting after this, actually. Not you getting fired. Because you almost, like, starved to death, passed out.
On Monday.
Very cranky.
This is very true. Luckily for Greg, I have nowhere else to go. So.
Oh, God, thanks.
Until 1 kilo starts being able to pay for coffee with a credit card, which I don't know when that's going to happen. Here I am. At least until weightlifting is kicked out of the Olympics.
Yeah, then we're all screwed. What are you going to take? We were talking about this. What are we going to take pictures of? What sport? I said curling. If what weightlifting goes out, because it's just a ridiculous sport. I can't take curling seriously. I'm sure that like there's a curler out there listening to this. One of the 12 people are definitely into curling.
Maybe we could actually do all other things gym, since your blog started out as all things gym and quickly became literally nothing gym except weightlifting.
Yeah. Yep. So go back to diversifying.
Gymnastics.
Yep.
Powerlifting.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think gymnastics would be an incredibly interesting. That's an amazing sport.
It's a really amazing sport, but it's stuck in the past, just like weightlifting.
Yeah.
It has not evolved because people are just stuck with it.
Yeah.
Like you have six apparatuses, limited amounts of exercises. There's no innovation, and it's of course the athletes are incredible. I love gymnastics.
Oh yeah,
it was my first love for sport, and absolutely love it. But it's just so backwards. That's why, there has to be new stuff, even for weightlifting. I'm sure and I hope there's going to be things
past weightlifting, after weightlifting,
yeah.
different exercises, but stuff that is athletic and fast and not powerlifting.
Yeah. No, no.
I mean, you hope to evolve at some point.
Even if they would modify, and you know, I don't want to get into it, they could just modify the rules for the current activities, it would make it better. I mean, the whole press out rule, as it's currently written, makes the sport inscrutable to the average fan. Because people see a lift that, to all observers, looks great, go overhead, and it's turned down. And then they see a lift that looks like garbage, and it's white lighted.
I feel like there's also a lot of people that.
Okay.
See ya.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
See you guys later.
I think there you also have athletes like, this is a good example. Wes Kitz is a good example of this. Has like sort of a bounce, I would call it, in his shoulders when he receives the weight. He has a lot of movement in his arms. It's not necessarily.
He doesn't have a great lockout.
No.
Yeah, like
some people just don't. Travis Cooper was an athlete who just didn't have a great lockout. I mean. Even tonight, Jessie Bradley.
She's another one because she's very forward. She doesn't have like the mobility to put it behind her head. So she definitely has like a similar. Her and Wes have very similar lockouts or lack thereof. But it's still a made jerk. You know what I mean? And the play is sometimes like not even in the elbows. It's like in their shoulders.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that there's always, not always, but on most lifts that I watch, there's a little bit of bend and rebend. Just when the arm goes right to lock out, there's that moment of like. Just stutter.
Just momentum.
It's just momentum.
Just hitting it right.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. How could you not have momentum catching weight like that with such force? It doesn't.
And so then it becomes a question of how much are they approving or how much are they seeing?
Yeah.
And so I wish they would you know. But
do you think it's opening up a floodgate if they're like, okay, you can bend it a little bit?
No, because you just. I mean, you could write the rule in a way that preserves the. Dignity and integrity of the sport, but also allows for that kind of wiggle room.
Yeah.
So
maybe there's someone within IWF listening to this podcast.
Wiggle
room. So if you need suggestions on how to write rules, hit up Dr. Baffa.
Please do. It's Dr. Baffa at @1_kilo .net. AOL.
AOL.com.
It's a hyphen, not an underscore in the website.
It's a hyphen?
It's a hyphen.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry, but yeah, I wish. I wish they would, like you said, gymnastics is sort of stuff. I mean, weightlifting really cannot get out of its own way, unfortunately.
No, it will be surpassed by a different sport. It's
there are so many backgrounds.
Well, I mean, it's already surpassed by CrossFit easily, easily.
And it's a shame because it's really, I love it. It's such a fantastic
It's amazing.
Sport.
It's
How
amazing.
Could you not think it's interesting? That's the amazing thing about it. Like, any person, like, if we were all just outside doing this on the street, any person would stop and look at somebody throwing, like, 300 pounds over their head.
And
it's
when
crazy.
You factor in so much backroom, like, just, there's, it's so much strategy. It's like a real war between coaches. Even today, watching Jessie Bradley's session, right? She took, doesn't matter the weight, right? But she took her attempt, and then who was the girl she was going head to head against? Was it.
Patricia Strenium?
No, the other woman. I can think of her name. Anyway, they were very close, but Bradley had an attempt, and then this other girl was going up, but Bradley had a 1 kilo automatic increase. And instead of putting their change. 1 kilo. Instead of putting their change in immediately, they waited because her opponent is standing there raring to go, and they know if we just wait a little while, she might deflate a little bit. I mean, you can only stay active so long. And I think she ended up making a lift, but it's just that kind of you can sell that. That's exciting. Like seeing somebody use those tricks, those moves, and seeing somebody not use them and you know, thinking like, oh, this coach, that's a lost opportunity to mess with another athlete. And it's
there are not that many sports out there that combine the technicality and raw strength that weightlifting does. It's really a very interesting kind of Venn diagram. Like you have something like football, which is really just brutal strength. It's not much technique in that outside of, I mean, I'm sure some aspects of it, but And then you have something like ice skating, which is incredibly technical, but not, you know, necessarily related to strength. And this is like the one time these two things have a cross section, and it's really amazing. And clearly people would care, because people care when it's in the context of CrossFit. Yeah. But
again,
CrossFit does a better job at marketing and making it accessible. And
it's, you don't even need to do a good job.
Just an okay job.
You just
job.
Need to get out of your... They're just like some
stupid
basic
stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before, but and probably on the podcast, but even just the Olympic qualification, which has some merit, like... At the Worlds, the fact that you couldn't say on a winning lift, oh, they're going to the Olympics, she's going to the Olympics. Instead, you were like, she just earned a 1.10% multiplier on her Roby score on her fourth event.
So abstract.
What? You lost everybody.
Yeah.
I think there should be some way to quantify and like explain these... to like the general public. Like, I know the information is out there, but I feel like almost no one understands, even people who are very well informed barely understand what's going on. And I think for all the fans out there who are following this process, like, it would be so much more exciting for them if they could see a more logical explanation or just somebody putting it in a different context for them to understand. I barely understand.
There is an ATG article on this very topic.
Okay.
I wrote it. But... it's not.
But if you're not USA Weightlifting.
I'm not USA Weightlifting. Well, and the thing is, the document is inherently is internally unclear and inconsistent in certain places. So, any subject. I mean, if you can explain relativity in basic terms, you can cover anything.
Yeah.
But this document it is not internally consistent.
That's the problem. Yeah.
And that's the problem. And so, it's literally you're trying to do like. Linguistic forensics, trying to figure out, like...
what it's like the Bible, like, people are trying
seriously.
Like, what did the writer
like,
say?
What does period mean? Does period mean this three-month block? Or does period mean the, or rather, a six-month block? Or does it mean the 18-month? I mean, literally, like, people have been looking at this, trying to figure out, like, what is the authorial intent behind this word?
Yeah.
Quote, period.
Every time we have a meet and then something great happens and I talk to the athletes, like the athlete doesn't even know what this means for them in that moment.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No. And again, you really just have to get out of your own way.
Yeah.
And I think the sport would... And then if you just start doing some good work, I think like you said, I mean, it's just an inherently exciting, riveting sport to watch, especially when... I mean, the athlete movements are, of course... the prime focus, but when you factor in the fact that it's so much about strategy compared to the other major strength sport, which is powerlifting. And powerlifting's cool, it's got its merit, but powerlifting, everybody takes the first attempt and you reset. And then a second attempt.
There's no competition.
There's no...
Big and four.
It's very different. So...
yeah. But that means there's still room for other... sports to develop and grow.
Yeah,
like we are not set. This is not the end stage of like strength sports and athleticism. No, this is just an intermediate step.
Yeah,
it's going to be lots of other things to come.
I mean, in the lifetime of a lot of people here, it was a three lift sport.
Yeah,
and so I think there's every possibility that it will something. There's room for some change.
For example, 5 years ago, I could never imagine different weight classes. And now it's just, we just switched weight classes, got rid of records.
I know. And again, there's another instance where I feel like there were better choices that could have been made.
100%.
With those weight classes.
Terrible weight classes. Absolute ridiculous decision.
Do you think that'll happen again in your lifetime?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how long it will be? So the period in the 90s was... relatively short because it was I forget when they changed it, but they changed it twice in the 90s, I want to say. The second time was to accommodate women's weightlifting in the Olympics. I mean, this is the other crazy thing. Women's weightlifting has only been in the Olympics.
It's wild.
Since 2000.
So for reference, Ursula, who is the stand-in president of IWF right now, that's a whole other story. Ursula, I don't actually know her like stats off the top of my head, but was like a totally respectable weightlifter.
Yeah, she was very good.
At the time that she was weightlifting, she competed with men. She used a men's bar. There was no such thing as a women's bar.
Nope.
So the it's really very recent that this was even like a conversation that we're even a part of the sport.
The first women's world championship was 1987.
Yep.
And the Olympics 2000. Yeah. And they were separate events for many years, several years. And then they combined, I forget when, but they combined them into one men's and women's world championship. But originally they used them, it was just the bar.
My favorite story, like coming into my gym, was that my coach, who's a huge man, I mean, he's like 6'2", Yasha Faye, who had, you know, a pretty strong run as a junior national record. He broke. But his first competition that he ever did as this giant boy, he got beat by a girl. And then it was like really upsetting for him, and his coach was like, no, we're going to do this one more time, don't quit yet. And then he went and he got beat by the same girl.
Love it.
And he like bumped into her like 10 years ago, and like she remembered, and they had a good laugh about it. But
do you know who it was? Do you remember?
No, I don't know. I don't know that she like had a prolific career after that, because this was like entry level weightlifting.
He was like, I beat Yasha Faye, I'm done. I'm going to hang up my shoes. Yeah.
Beat him twice.
Right? Once is a fluke. Twice?
Yeah.
You know, you can make money on that.
That's funny. So, that would be amazing if you were like Muhammad, like when he first started, there's like some girl out there or like some little kid that's like, I beat that guy, you know.
Oh, there are lifters I still say. I beat that guy. Jared Fleming. I beat him. He was 12.
Oh, you're the guy.
Oh, yeah.
You're the guy. You're the guy living his glory days. That's you.
Listen, I will take that to the grave. I have beaten Jared Fleming.
Good.
I don't know what other lifters, but he was one. There was another kid who, when he was coming up in the ranks, we were all like, oh, man, someday he's going to beat us, because he was like 10, 12, 13. And then and we joked about it, right?
Yeah.
And that day came and he did beat us all. We're like, damn. Oh, damn. That's what happens when you're just not good.
I understand.
You just get...
Yeah.
All right. 43 minutes. On that depressing note, we should probably... It's almost 11. No, it's 10:30 now. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Jen's got to do a lot of podcast editing right now.
We have to be at the venue shooting at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
I know. That sucks. And today was our one day to sleep in.
I'm so mad that I followed you guys. Oh my god, I got a text from Gregor this morning. Normally, like every morning, one of them knocks on the door and then we all go and get on the bus together, and I got a text this morning being like, oh, we're heading down to the bus soon. And I overslept, forgot to set an alarm. I wake up in a panic. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get dressed. I'm gonna be late. And I grab all my stuff. I'm like, I can't, this is a really important day. But like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm just half asleep. Get downstairs, we get to the venue. And the venue's totally, like, the lights aren't even on yet.
She was 2.5 hours early.
And I just realized they just went to put a podcast.
I mean, literally 2.5 hours early.
Yeah. And I just sat in a fucking chair and stared at the wall. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and I felt like shit this morning, too. Oh,
oh, good times.
Anyway.
And on that, thank you for listening. This was another exciting episode of the ATG podcast. Tell your friends, tell your moms about the podcast.
Moms love it.
It's mom friendly. It's Greg's mom loves it.
Yeah.
Doesn't speak English, but she loves it.
Best every podcast word ever. It's what she tells me every night.
Awesome.
All right.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, 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 ciao.